All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? You can call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. Call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, you look at the Golden State Warriors, and I mean the past few years for them in the NBA have been flat out phenomenal. You look at the Warriors en route to winning the NBA championship. During the 2014-2015 NBA season, they went 67-15. Last season, they set an NBA single-season record by winning 73 games, but unfortunately for Golden State, they were unable to win the NBA championship as they blew a 3-1 series lead in the NBA Finals to the Cleveland Cavaliers. This time around, the Warriors are currently 52-14. They still have the best record in the NBA. They're clinging on to that because the San Antonio Spurs are breathing right on their necks in the Western Conference. And you look at this Warriors team right now, they're struggling right now. They've lost their last three games. They're doing this without the presence of small forward Kevin Durant, who suffered a knee hyperextension recently, and more than likely he is going to be out until the playoffs. But another guy that you have to look at, and that is going to be Golden State Warriors point guard Steph Curry. And make no mistake about it, Curry is one of the better players in the game, and he's one of the better shooters that the NBA has ever seen. You look at a guy that is the two-time reigning NBA MVP. Last season, he led the league in scoring at 30.1 points per contest. He shot more than 90% on his free throws, which also led the league, and he also led the league in steals at 2.1 per contest. At the same time, Curry was more than 50% on his field goals, and he shot more than 45% from downtown. But this season, you expected Curry's scoring production to dip slightly with the signing of Durant to go along with Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. And that has been the case, as he is just averaging a shade under 25 points per contest this year. But the bigger drop-off for Curry is the shooting. He's shooting 46% from the field, and he's shooting 39% from three-point range. And recently, it's been a real struggle for Curry. In his last five games, he is only shooting 28% from behind the three-point arc. And I look at it like this. A lot of people talked about the Splash Brothers last year with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, and they were lighting it up, but a lot of those shots were uncontested. And it's no offense to Klay Thompson and no offense to Steph Curry in this case. It's just a situation where, to me, when the Warriors were doing a lot of their damage last year and they won 73 games, a lot of teams were in awe. They were basically were beaten before they took the floor. It was like they were more of being fans than they were competitors. And I always said, well, what happens if you check this guy, and what happens if you put a body on him? Then what? And we saw it late last season in a contest with the San Antonio Spurs where they made Steph Curry work for every shot in a fashion that he was unaccustomed to. And then we saw that again in the NBA Finals. And to me, it's carried over to this season. Curry is still a quality player, but no shooter likes to be pushed off of his spot. No shooter likes to have to work around and try a little bit harder to get an open shot. And that is what Steph Curry is having to deal with this NBA season. I don't think at some point that he's going to have the ability to just ratchet it up in the postseason and show the Steph Curry of old. I think he's going to have to go and adjust his game a little bit and try to find ways to get better shots and get more open shots. It's just a fact to me that the league has caught up to him a little bit. And you look at it, I mean, he's had his way for the past few years. And don't get me wrong, he's still a great player. But typically, when you're on top of your game, The other teams are going to try to figure out a way to stop you. And maybe if they can't stop you, slow you down. And that's what's been happening right now. Teams are focusing on having guards that are going to stay with Curry, not allowing him to get those open shots. And I think it's going to be a situation for him and the Warriors going forward as far as adjusting, because now we've even seen a lot of moments this year where Curry is missing wide open shots that he would have easily knocked down last season. That's just the nature of the beast, and he's got to find a way to get back on track. Now, looking at Golden State's upcoming schedule, they will host the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow night, and that should be an opportunity for the Warriors to get back on track again. They did not rest. They rested their quality guys this past Saturday night against the San Antonio Spurs. It was no Curry, no Thompson on the court for that game, and these guys should be fresh when they host the Sixers, who are on their West Coast trip right now. This Thursday, they'll face the Orlando Magic, and to me, Orlando has already mailed it in, so that should be an opportunity for Curry to get back on track. But after that, next Saturday, the Warriors will host the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Milwaukee Bucks have a ton of size, and that size over the past few years has given this Golden State team a problem. And then you look at next Monday, where the Warriors will be on the road to face the Oklahoma City Thunder. And it's a situation where Curry is going up against point guard Russell Westbrook, who is on a mission as he's looking to try to average a triple-double for this NBA season. And of course, Westbrook is going to go out there and make Curry work. So I'm not sure how long Curry is going to be in this funk, but for him it is what it is, and he's just got to try to go back to the drawing board and simply figure things out. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.